Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:13 now. It's Medicare annual enrollment period, but not for a lot longer. If you want to change your Medicare coverage for 2026, be sure to review your options and make a decision by this Sunday, December 7th. That's the deadline. Nick Carl joins us from People's Health with some tips. Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's jump right in. What are the main choices for Medicare coverage?
Yeah, so simply, it's really there's two main options for people to choose. They can choose to go the original Medicare route, or they can choose a Medicare Advantage plan. And original Medicare, it's administered by the federal government, while Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private health insurance companies that have a contract with Medicare. And that's really the main ways you can receive your Medicare coverage.
What does original Medicare cover?
So it covers kind of most medically necessary services in your traditional, you know, hospital settings, doctor offices, and other healthcare facilities. But it doesn't cover Part D prescription drugs or some of the routine services that people like, you know, dental, vision, and hearing. So that's why many people enroll in Medicare Advantage plans, because these plans cover everything that original Medicare covers, but it also offers some of those extra benefits.
What kind of extra benefits?
So it really depends, because every plan is different, but most cover routine eyewear and hearing aids. They cover fitness centers at no cost to the member. And some even cover things, you know, for over-the-counter items and wellness items. Some even cover healthy food items. So there's a lot of extra benefits that you can receive on a Medicare Advantage plan.
Do any of them include Part D coverage?
Yes. So most Medicare Advantage plans do cover Part D coverage as well. That's a good point. So you don't have to enroll in a standalone prescription drug plan when you're on a Medicare Advantage plan.
So let's talk about costs. Is Medicare Advantage more expensive than original Medicare?
Not necessarily. So again, like I mentioned, every plan has different costs and benefits. But your overall costs with a Medicare Advantage plan are often lower than what you would get on original Medicare. So because of this, Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket cost, while original Medicare has no ceiling. So, I mean, you could see some pretty high yearly expenses.
What else is different between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage?
So original Medicare allows you to visit any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare anywhere in the U.S. And that's a big difference, where a Medicare Advantage plan often have a network of providers and healthcare facilities that, you know, usually require the member to use those. So that's one big, big difference. Medicare Advantage plans also may require referrals or, you know, for you to see a specialist. Some require prior authorizations for some medical services and prescription drug coverage. And really, a prior auth, that's a term that most people may not know. It means that you must get approval from your health plan before it pays the cost of a service. So in many cases, original Medicare does not have those. or a Medicare Advantage plan does.
We're talking with Nick Carl, who is helping us from People's Health to help you review your Medicare coverage because you got to make a decision by December 7th. What advice would you have for making Medicare coverage decisions, Nick?
Yeah, to me, people need to understand that Medicare plans aren't really a one-size-fits-all. Everybody has different priorities and preferences. So you need to really think about what's most important to you. Maybe that's predictable cost. Maybe that's more robust drug coverage or lower cost to see a specialist. So now is really the time to do research. You need to read more. You need to figure out kind of understanding what may be offered to you under original Medicare versus a Medicare Advantage plan. And you need to think about what's best for you to meet your needs. And, you know, your list of priorities can really help with this. And then talk to a Medicare expert, right? We've got licensed agents all over the state of Louisiana that sell all the different lines of Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement and Part D. And talk to somebody and have them help you. You know, the Louisiana Department of Insurance has their Senior Health Information Program or their SHIP program. You could call one of those counselors and they could help you as well. So it's you don't have to make this decision in a bubble. Use the resources that are out there to help you.
Seems like it can get kind of complicated, though, for people interested in Medicare Advantage. How would you go about choosing the plan that's right for you?
Yeah, so as your listeners know, there's many different Medicare Advantage plans that are available in Louisiana, and choosing one can be pretty intimidating, right? But it's not as hard as you think. So some of the ways is to check the cost, you know, review whether a plan has a premium or deductibles, review and just make sure that plan fits your budget. You also probably want to take a look and consider what the coverage is. Make a list of the healthcare services that you most often use and make sure that those are covered and make sure that they're covered at a cost that meets your budget as well. And then if those extra benefits are important to you, make sure that those are covered, right? Make sure that you're covered for dental and vision and hearing and some of those extra benefits. You know, a popular one is the fitness center membership. And as we talked about, make sure that that Part D drug coverage meets your needs as well. Make sure that your drugs are covered and, again, are covered at a cost that meets your needs.
All right, we'll talk about some other things you can do when we come back. It is the Medicare annual enrollment period, but not for much longer. If you want to change your Medicare coverage for 2026, be sure to review your options and make a decision by this Sunday, December 7th. Nick Carl with People's Health is here with some tips. He'll tell us what else we can do when it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan. When we come back, 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Medicare annual enrollment period. But if you want to change your Medicare coverage for 2026, be sure to review your options and make a decision by Sunday. This Sunday, December 7th, Nick Carl is here from People's Health with some tips. We've talked about some advice for making Medicare coverage decision, knowing that one size doesn't fit all. That Medicare plans, one size don't fit all. You got to do some research, talk to an expert. And for people interested in Medicare Advantage, when it comes to choosing a plan that's right for you, you got to check the cost. You got to consider the coverage. You got to ask about extra benefits. What are some other things you can do, Nick?
Yeah, something else you could do is you could explore your plan's network, right? Make sure that the doctors that you're currently seeing or that you maybe want to see are in the network and will continue to be in the network for 2026. And if not, does that plan let you see out-of-network doctors, right? There are some plans that do allow out-of-network coverage where there are others that don't. So make sure you understand kind of what you're enrolling in. You can take a look and review the plan types that are out there. They can affect your cost, and the benefits available to you can differ. So, for example, some Medicare Advantage plans are specially designed for people who have chronic long-term health conditions like diabetes or heart disease. Other plans that are out there for people that are on Medicare and Medicaid that bring down your costs. So if you're eligible for some of those, you know, special needs plans, as we call them, take a look and see if you can enroll in one of those plans. And last, I would say kind of talk to your family and friends and loved ones. While every plan is different and meets people's individual needs differently, word of mouth can kind of help you understand whether that plan supports and offers the services and customer service and whether that's high quality and meets your needs. So talk to your friends and neighbors and find out kind of what maybe they're receiving and what their experience is with that as well.
Some great tips. Any final advice, Nick?
Yeah, I would just say start doing your research if you haven't done it. We've been in this period, since October 15th, but it does end on Sunday. So take a look. Don't miss that deadline of December 7th. It's the only time really annually that most people can change how they receive their Medicare. So get that homework done. Take a look and make that decision by December 7th. So your coverage can start on January 1st for the next year.
In a couple of minutes that we have left, talk about the People's Health plans, how people can find out more about it, and specifically about the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie.
Yeah, so we have our Medicare Center in Metairie at 3017 Veterans Boulevard. It's between kind of Causeway and Trader Joe's right there on that corner. We have licensed agents there that can help you with your needs. Appointments are recommended. You could call us and schedule an appointment, but we also allow people to walk in, and also our plan members that maybe, have questions about their benefits and how they're going to change in 2026. We have member service reps that are there that can help with that as well. So if you visit our website at peopleshealth.com, all of the resources and everything that we've talked about this morning are on there. You can take a look at our plan materials, our networks, all those things. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-978-9765. Again, 1-800-978-9765. And we have licensed agents on the phones that can help you and guide you and help you make a decision.
And I know with the center, it's better sometimes to go in and sit down and have it laid out in front of you, this, that, the other thing. Appointments are recommended, but you do have facilities or the staff to handle walk-ins, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're happy to help people as they walk in and offer the services that they need.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. It's a nice facility, the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets, between North Causeway and Trader Joe's. Appointments, as we say, are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. You can also go to peopleshealth.com, or you can find out more by calling People's Health at 1-800-978-9765. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, going to be the CAO for a period with new mayor-elect Helena Moreno's administration. And also, I'm still taking your text at 504-260-1870 on this National Cookie Day about what's your favorite cookie. And I got an interesting question about a cookie as to whether or not people actually eat it or just pass it around from person to person. Kind of like a fruitcake. I'll explain it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Make no mistake about it, rain is on the way, and it'll be here today and tomorrow intermittently and through Saturday morning. We'll have to see what happens with all the Saturday morning activities, specifically the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. But we're in touch, and we'll let you know as soon as we know anything. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on being the CAO. You're going to be there for, what's the deal with your being the CAO in Mayor elect Moreno's administration?
Well, look, it's a strange position to be in where you're a council member for 39 more days and being named as a CAO. I said during the press conference, District A, you will not be getting special treatment over the next month or so. Don't ask for it. But look, it's a real opportunity to get to work right now, meet with people, hear what's going on. That's obviously been happening since the announcement. It's intensified because people have ideas. People want to share things. They have really good thoughts about better practices and how things can work better. So it's trying to simultaneously manage making sure as we button up the last part of the term that gets taken care of, and then, of course, getting ready for Mayor-elect Moreno's administration.
So I think while the city isn't a hell of a mess, I think it could have been a lot worse were it not for the fact that the council member at large is the mayor-elect and that people like you are willing to hang around and see it through the reorganization, if you want to call it that. I know it's not officially a reorganization, but
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Maybe like trying to get the ship back on course?
Yeah, well, look, you started off by saying it is a hell of a mess. So let's not downplay the fact that you have to pay back the money to the state. We have to stabilize the city's finances and plan for the future and deliver services and improve morale. So let's not let that go all by the wayside. With that said, what I've reminded people is the mayor-elect and others have been hard at work on getting the revenue anticipatory note and working with leaders like President Senator Henry and Councilmember Morrell and state officials, making sure that New Orleans would control its finances through that process and working closely with the legislative auditor. And then really, Tommy, rewriting the budget in almost a month and finding $75 million in new revenue to really help augment this budget so the cuts weren't even more drastic than they were. So what I've sort of said is that's sort of the 30 to 45 days things that have happened, and you don't have your full complement and team around you to do that. So I actually think, given the big hairy mess that is being inherited, it's pretty impressive what's been done in the short period of time.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't use that phrase, because I'm going to move on to the current mayor and the petulance and what's going on with the revenue estimating committee or conference. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Councilman Joe Geruso. Let's talk about this revenue estimating conference that was supposed to happen. I'm a little bit confused as to what was the point of it and what the mayor, current mayor, Cantrell, I forgot her name because I haven't seen her in a while, what Mayor Cantrell was doing or gotten away of. Explain all of this to me, Joe, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. So the Revenue Estimating Conference is essentially to recognize a forecast of revenue for the upcoming year. And it's not binding per se, but you do want to have something formal because you want people to be able to weigh in. You want to show your work. You want to show, are their numbers too aggressive? Are they too conservative? What's going on? So it is an ideal accountability, transparent thing that is created to make sure everyone is informed. We emailed the mayor and her team early the week of Thanksgiving saying we're working on these numbers for REC, which, by the way, are things that we learned from the administration or by being involved in government. And this is a way to increase revenue from the city. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, we gave numbers publicly. I was on Newell's show where I listed them one by one by one. Wednesday, we sent an email to the administration detailing the information. Friday, we sent the presentation. We worked over the weekend. And again, we sent the last PowerPoint presentation probably 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday because we were working around the clock. We offered to meet on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday before the meeting, and the mayor wouldn't do it. So how do you help people who don't want to be helped?
Does it affect elect Mayor-elect Moreno's administration and all, or what she, I guess what I'm wondering is, what effect does that have on moving forward? Is the mayor, current mayor, kind of just like trying to drag everything down as much as she possibly can? Or explain this to me, Joe, in layman's terms.
Yeah, the easiest way I can explain it is, if you look at the language in the charter, the revenue estimating conference is a recommendation. And so the council is free to deviate from it as long as data and information back it up. But here's the thing, Tommy, you want to make sure your forecast matches what you're actually budgeting for, because that's just better governance. And to that end, what Mayor-elect Moreno has said is she's going to call a revenue estimating conference right after her inauguration, approve those numbers, and then that way everything is aligned between the forecast and what the actual budget is.
Okay. So really no effect?
No real effect, other than sort of like the theater of not doing it. But I think the effect is the failure to try to move the city forward and find more revenue to help us out of this mess.
Do you understand why that would happen? She would do what she did?
I don't. I understand principle fights. I don't understand fighting for no reason.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, it's one thing if you're gonna accomplish something, right? If you're gonna get something out of it, I get that. But just to be obstinate, I don't understand that at all. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the Saints injury report and about taking on the Bucks this Sunday. Then we'll talk about the Pelicans and Zion Williamson's latest injury. You still got a couple of minutes to text us your favorite cookie, 504-260-1870. I'll give you the top five. Tommy's top five at 9 when we return. Right now we pause for WWL First News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.